91X News.
It's minus 7 and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Leah Den Hartog. Another member from the television show Glee has died. Mark Salling, known for his role as Puck, died today at the age of 35. The cause of his death is unknown at this time. His death comes just before he was supposed to be sentenced on child pornography possession charges. He had previously pleaded guilty in December for possession of child pornography. More than 50,000 images of child porn had been found on his computer. The police identified a 54-year-old man from Sophiasburg in relation to drug-based charges. Andrew Rogers has been charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking, production of a Schedule II substance, and numerous firearms-related offenses. Police seized a total amount of approximately $100,000 worth of dried cannabis marijuana. Rogers was held for bail and will appear in Ontario court in Belleville. Police in Eastern Ontario say a man is facing charges after allegedly poisoning his fellow graduate student. Kingston police say they were called to Queen's University yesterday because one graduate student was being accused of poisoning another. Police say the alleged victim reported that the food he bought to work over the past few weeks had a bitter taste and was making him feel ill. They say that the man reported the water he would take with him when he drove home to see his family on Fridays also had a chemical taste and smell. Police allege the accused, who used to be the complainant's roommate, was caught on video administering a clear substance in the area where the victim's lunch is kept. He is charged with administering a harmful chemical and assault with a weapon. Toronto police found a 19-year-old male tied to the bed of who they are calling is a possible serial killer. Bruce MacArthur is now said to be involved in the deaths of five men and expected to find more victims. Remains have been found at the bottom of planter boxes as three more country of first degree murder have been charged against him, according to police. MacArthur was already facing two counts of first degree murder late earlier this month in connection with the disappearance of two men from Toronto's Gay Village. Investigators are scouring properties where MacArthur worked as a landscaper and are asking anyone who received landscaping services from him to contact police. Police say cyberbullying is an increasing trend they are keeping an eye on. Constable David Luddington of the Queenie West OPP says that by working with the public education system, he hopes this will decrease the amount of cyberbullying.
Younger people at younger ages are getting involved in social media. So the trend is definitely increasing. We're trying to decrease it by constantly doing public education campaigns in conjunction with our school board. So we're out in schools discussing the perils of it, the perils of sending, those photos that maybe you're thinking, should I or shouldn't I send? But yes, there's definitely been an increase in the amount of cyberbullying that takes place between adults as well as children.
Luddington says people need to be careful who they share images with and to keep any messages they receive from cyberbullies and to contact the police. A group of educators is asking Facebook to get rid of one of its newest features. Brian Clark has the story.
Pull the plug. That's the message a group of child development experts and advocates are sending to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. They're asking him to shut down Facebook's Messenger Kids app. The group says that app is targeting younger children and contend its intended market, kids under 13, aren't ready to have social media accounts or protect their privacy online. Facebook launched the app last month, touting it as a way for kids to chat with friends and family as an extension of a parent's account, and said it would not show ads to kids. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Early tomorrow morning, the moon will pass between the sun and the earth, resulting in a total lunar eclipse. Gary Boyle is an astronomer educator from Ottawa, who is also known as the backyard astronomer.
We all know that the sun casts shadows either on the ground, buildings, and what, even you when the sun sets. Well, the sun actually casts a shadow behind the earth in space. Now, depending where you are on the earth, will depict if you will see the eclipse or not. About half the Earth sees a lunar eclipse, and it's extremely safe to look at because all it is just the full moon getting darker. And during mid-eclipse, it turns that beautiful coral orange color, with burnt orange, or some people call it a blood moon. No one has ever seen an eclipse. It's really something to see. It's slow, graceful, and you don't need any kind of telescope or optical aid to witness it.
According to Boyle, the eclipse will be around 3 hours long and will start just after 6:30 a.m. for people watching in the Quinte region. Unfortunately, only a partial eclipse will be seen, but a live stream of the full eclipse will be posted online on space.com. Another eclipse is not expected in Canada until January 21st of next year. Lawyers have filed a proposed class action lawsuit alleging abuse at Indian hospitals run decades ago by the federal government. A statement of claims says Indigenous patients suffered consistent physical and sexual assaults at the 29 hospitals from 1945 until 1981. The lead plaintiff in the case, Anne Hardy of Edmonton, who was 10 when she was admitted to the city's Charles Camsell Hospital for Tuberculosis in 1969. She says she was sexually assaulted by an x-ray technician and her 11-year-old roommate was regularly visited by an orderly.
And then eventually he would start to visit her at night and he would, you know, crawl into her bed and he did sexually assault her. I felt guilt for many, many years because I wasn't able to help her.
Indigenous and Northern Affairs Canada says the government is committed to working with the plaintiffs to deal with the claim outside court. That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
Now here's a message from Alcoholics Anonymous.
I didn't think it was possible to be an alcoholic. I was 24, had a career and a good job. I thought I was too smart, that alcoholism was something that only happened to middle-aged men and movie actresses. Something else was making me sick and shaky and afraid to face people. Then I found AA and discovered it wasn't something else at all. It was alcohol. Alcoholics Anonymous. It worked for me.
AA. It works. Look us up in the phone book or check your local newspapers.
QNET Sports. In hockey news, the AHL All-Star Challenge was a success for the sole Belleville Senators sent to compete. Gabriel Gagner helped the North Division win the competition yesterday in Utica. He scored one goal and four assists in four games. Gagner participated in three of the skills competition events on Sunday. After taking a slight break from regular season games for the NHL All-Star Competition, the NHL is back in action tonight. There are 12 games going on. Ottawa will be playing the Carolina Hurricanes tonight in Carolina. This will be the first time this season that the two meet in regular play. The Chicago Blackhawks open a three-game road trip visiting the Nashville Predators, but goaltender Corey Crawford isn't with the team and remains on injured reserve with an upper body injury. He resumed off-ice workouts last week, but didn't skate last weekend. The International Olympic Committee is very concerned about claims the new doping sample bottles for next month's Winter Games can be opened before use. The bottles were introduced last year to increase security after investigators found Russians were able to open bottles at the Sochi Olympics. But the World Anti-Doping Agency is now examining the bottles after receiving reports from a lab that they could be opened manually when frozen. The Detroit Pistons have acquired an all-star forward, Willie Reed and Bryce Johnson, in a multiplayer package. Denny Kapp has more on this.
One of the greatest players to ever don a Clippers jersey is on the move. The Pistons have acquired Blake Griffin as part of a package deal that sends Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, Boban Marjanovic back to Los Angeles. Griffin leaves the Clippers as the franchise's second-leading scorer, third-leading rebounder, fifth in assists, and sixth in games played. The trade offers the Clippers roster flexibility. Griffin signed a five-year, $173 million contract before this season, while Bradley will be a free agent this summer, and Harris and Marjanovic each have 1 year left on their respective deals. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi is set to embark across Canada for a road trip next month. The CFL announced today Ambrosi will travel across Canada to meet with fans in all its markets in February. Ambrosi's first stop is Thursday in Montreal before heading to Ottawa the following day. His road trip will end February 23rd in Halifax. At each stop, Ambrosi will connect with fans in public forums and give them the opportunity to ask questions. In curling news, Manitoba's Jennifer Jones chases a fifth straight win when she faces New Brunswick at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts in BC. The five-time champion has been dominant so far, scoring into the double digits in all of her wins. In other action, wildcard entry Carrie Anarson looks to improve to 4-1 when she faces the Yukon. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville clearing up early this evening with increasing cloudiness before the morning and a low of minus 15. Tomorrow is going to be cloudy with a few flurries beginning in the morning at around 2 centimeters and a high of 0. At 4:09, it's minus 7 outside. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Den Hartog, News on 91X, next at 5.